to Apple a Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Dr. Teresa Holliday. She is an OBGYN provider who is joining our women's health team, moving into the Fergus Falls community, and we are so excited to welcome her to Lake Region Healthcare and introduce her to all of you this morning. So thank you for joining me, Dr. Holliday.
Thanks, Katie. I'm really glad to be here.
We are so happy to have you joining Lake Region Healthcare. And as I said, I like to use this show to help introduce you to our community. Tell us a little bit more about your 30 years in medicine. Mm. You've had a lot of differing experiences, different kinds of places you've provided care. Give us just a little recap.
So this is maybe full circle because out of residency, my recruiter said to stop in Ludington, Michigan on my way to a job interview in Traverse City, and I never made it to the city. I enjoyed a solo private practice for a dozen years while I raised up three kids, and it worked out pretty good until there was a little financial kerfuffle in the country, and I got luckily hired by one of my patients to run a clinic that she was in charge of, and I got hooked on federal clinic systems for the underserved, and I enjoyed that for many years. And I went to where I was called, and I served and enjoyed, but I was ready to leave the city environment for something that felt more relaxed.
Like you said, you found your place. That's for you for right now. Was there something that inspired you to pursue medicine in the first place, or specifically obstetrics and gynecology?
Well, at first I actually wanted to be a love boat doctor and work in health spas. My mom was a hippie crystal healer, and I liked medicine, I liked science, I loved anthropology, and that's where I started out. So I was almost done with that residency, but then I got a surgery bug, and I had to do that residency also. And it was just a better fit for me. It's definitive fixing of people, and I'm more exact, and I like to get involved in someone's life, identify what we can work on together, feel accomplishment, but also, you know, that she's stronger for knowing me. And women are easier to take care of.
Oh, interesting.
They are.
So you kind of touched on this. Both a clinic practice and a surgical practice is what you will have here at Lake Region Healthcare. Talk a little bit more of what kinds of appointments, procedures, patients will you see?
Well, when I first started practicing medicine, Stephen Covey was a thing, and you had to have your mission statement and talk about your main expertise. So I defined my practice by about 15 different kinds of consultations. And I made the original manifesto, and I've just kind of kept buffing it up. And sometimes, for example, when I was practicing in the Sioux in the UP, there was a fentanyl crisis, there was COVID, and I was called to add reproductive psychiatry and use disorder treatment for pregnant people. And that was a lot. I learned a lot. I worked with a psychiatrist locally, and we developed a good clinical system that helped a lot of people. And then I kept incorporating that and using it. But I'm also very interested in dermatology, so I do that for the female area. And treatment of pain is important with mind, body, spirit. And I love to help people get pregnant and have babies, because that's just a real kick.
Oh, what a joy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I love problem solving. So I usually prepare for my day a couple hours before I start my day by thinking on all the patients I'll be consulting with And I like to have things organized so we can talk to each other like people and not just enter data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then as time goes on, hopefully communication will be back and forth so we work together as partners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That brings me happiness.
When we talk about surgical procedures, gynecological mm-hmm. surgical procedures, are there kind of the top few that you perform or that you enjoy doing the most or that you find the most demand for?
Well, I enjoy doing cesarean deliveries because it's just so fun to get to be part of a family growing in a safe way. And I try to do it with a family-centered approach. And it's not ideal like a vaginal easy delivery would be, but we can make it something memorable and happy.
Mm-hmm.
I also really love doing repair work. So I do pelvic floor. I do vaginal hysterectomies much more than I do any abdominal incisions. And I am a laparoscopic surgeon, so most all of my patients go home the same day.
Mm. And I'm sure it's very, the things that you're mentioning are mm-hmm. very rewarding. Like, it's improving quality of life.
Totally. And I do like minor surgeries because they make a very big impact, and that makes me feel really good.
Oh. Tell us a little bit about your care philosophy. What does it mean to you to provide really high quality care to women?
Well, I've owned businesses. I have been a patient, and I noticed things. When I had the privilege of working at a spa, their care philosophy was to take care of all needs, so there was no stress, and then real changes could occur. And we would get together as a team and talk about light bulb moments mm-hmm. where the insight all of a sudden was there and then change could take place. So I can't do that same experience in a gyno practice, but I do like to set that up with people in the community, and I do like to take away some of the stress if I can.
Mm. Okay. It sounds like your philosophy is about making life better.
Yes.
Right? That's.
And I'm not a perfect patient. I am probably not very compliant. I have been late. I've been early for appointments. As a mom and a business owner, and, you know, life is crazy. Right. I don't know how I got through some of those mm-hmm. days, but I do remember the people that were there and supported me through my changes.
Yeah.
That is a good way to help people.
Yeah, relatable.
Right, and mm-hmm. not judging.
Yes, you have some specific skills on your CV that I'd like to hear a little bit more about. You maybe mentioned a couple of them, but the first is the menopause and postpartum management. It says you're a member of the North American Menopause Society
mm-hmm.
and a certified menopause provider.
Yeah.
What does that mean, number one? And what would you tell women who might be struggling in that phase of life right now?
So they teach some a little bit about PMS, a little bit about perimenopause, some stuff about menopause, but mostly it's about how to avoid cervix cancer, uterus cancer, breast cancer. These are the list of things you have to do, blah, blah, blah. And then once a week, twice a week, drug reps would come and promote their remedies. And we, at the time I graduated from residency, relied on pharma to teach us about what we were giving our patients, and that was not a good idea.
Mm.
And the Women's Health Initiative came out with some truths, but then it got overblown, and all of a sudden, in a couple days, all hormone replacement therapy was bad. And that was not what was actually in the research. It wasn't really what was being taught. But a lot of women were harmed by completely 180. All this stuff is bad. And they went to natural and diet and lifestyle, which was good. But there were people that really could have benefited for their bone health or their joint health or their mind and spirit by being in balance, being given good sleep. Mm-hmm. And so the North American Menopause Society was founded by all the specialties of medicine that take care of women in the second half of their life. And you go to meetings. There's a journal with medical evidence. It's evidence-based. RCTs or random controlled testing is done. And so we put together data, and then all these brilliant people from all these specialties got together and decided what's the standard practice to take care of menopause women. And you had to take a test. You had to go to meetings. You had to show that you were reading the journal. And then you get accredited as a menopause provider. Now, that's been going on for almost 30 years because it started when I got out of residency. But it didn't just apply to menopause. It didn't just apply to perimenopause. There were things in there about, you know, just like prenatal care is an opportunity to make a really good baby based on your nutrition and how you take care of yourself. But just like that, menopause is a big opportunity because women say, hey, there's something, I need attention, I need someone to help me negotiate this. And they already know from pregnancy that what you put into it is what you get out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice to put together a program for a gal. Mm. Also, again, some of very skilled providers that weren't educated on hormone replacement were not taught that you cannot remove a woman's ovaries in one day and expect her to tolerate a surgical menopause well. Mm. I was aware because I was trained to be aware, and I was being consulted multiple times inpatient psych for severe depressed, anxious women who were told they didn't need hormone replacement therapy. Mm. And it was so gratifying in a couple of days to bring them back to their normal. Mm-hmm. And everybody's different what they need to get there. And most of it is not a bunch of lab tests that cost $500. Most of it is listening and then following up and listening and then looking for opportunities to improve bone health or sleep quality. Mm-hmm. Or work with physical therapy.
Sounds like true understanding of the balance between lifestyle and hormone replacement therapy that's individual to every woman.
And nutrition.
And nutrition, absolutely. Yeah. You also mentioned the Postpartum Support International work, reproductive psychiatry. Tell us a little bit about what that is and that area of expertise for you.
Well, I experienced postpartum anxiety, didn't recognize it for what it was, didn't have a provider who cared to help me with it, and met a remarkable woman named Nancy Roberts, who started Postpartum Support International in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Changed my life. Not only did she give me insight into how our bodies are connected so intricately with our spirit and our mind, but paying attention to your nutrition and your sleep and your lifestyle, that is the biggest impact. Mm. But there was a new invention of an antidepressant for postpartum depression. After a 72-hour infusion of this hormone, you were curing postpartum depression. That was 26, 27 years ago. This isn't well promoted because you have specific requirements and it's not cheap. Mm. And it required observation in the hospital. But now they have improved the med, so it's a pill. Hmm. And in order to feel comfortable prescribing and caring for PMS, for menstrual disorders of sleep or pain, and then the postpartum care, you needed to have training in a multidiscipline. And so being a member of Postpartum Support International could mean anybody in the world can sign up for their Facebook support. They have an app. And providers can call in and ask for advice from a reproductive psychiatrist about what might be the next steps. And then that patient can have a telemedicine visit with someone trained in that area.
Wow.
It's powerful.
Yeah, what a powerful resource
that
you bring
in. Anybody can have it, though.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You've mentioned a little bit about things you like to do when you're not working.
Yeah.
Hot yoga.
Yeah.
And reading. Is that what you said?
Reading. Yeah. I've been to a couple book clubs here in Fergus. They're the bomb.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they have good snacks.
Even better.
Yeah. And then the Y, that's fun to hang out. I got to learn about pickleball. It seems the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two fur babies named Mr. Sparkle and Glitter Girl. They're corgis. And we're just enjoying the heck out of our backyard that's fenced in. And I put in a garden. And I think one of my favorite things to recommend to moms is to get in other moms' groups when they have kids. Because honestly, I don't think I could have got my kids raised up without girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And these days it's hard to make friends.
Mm.
So doing community service, like going to the community garden, having meetups with moms, that kind of stuff is real important.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you are making yourself right at home in
Fergus
Falls.
But it's easy here.
It's great.
It feels just like my place.
That is great. Anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you or about your practice here at Lake Region Healthcare?
I'm just glad to be here. You know, I really appreciate everyone's friendliness and openness. Yeah, there's a real caring feel here. Yeah.
Yeah, there is. And it is clear you will fit in well. And I always like to ask before we wrap up, if you could give our listeners one health tip, what would it be?
Protect your sleep. Sleep, it helps us reset our brains. And there's some internal debris cleanup that happens when we get into good sleep. And it isn't something people come by easily. And working with meditation, yoga, hygiene, and not looking at screens right before bed really goes a long way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Protect your sleep.
Yeah.
It's powerful. Again, Dr. Holliday, an obstetrics and gynecology provider, joining the women's health team. Available for appointments both in the Fergus Falls Clinic and surgical procedures here in Fergus Falls as well. We are just so happy to have you on the Women's Health team. We look forward to just getting to know you better and having you a part of such an important part of caring for the community.
Thank you, Katie.
Dr. Teresa Holliday and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.